believes in the power of community. This is why, for over 100 years, they have focused on growing and developing Northfield and the surrounding area into a thriving community that it is today. The Northfield Area Chamber is a local nonprofit that creates meaningful connections between businesses and the working professionals who work so hard to make this town thrive. When you become a member of the Northfield Chamber of Commerce, you open the door to so many of those opportunities. Together, we all do better. Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce, supporting business, connecting communities, and growing a greater Northfield.
7:22 on a Wednesday morning. Last night, the Northfield City Council met with some very important things going on. They had preliminary budget levy to discuss last night. Joining us to discuss it this morning is City Administrator Ben Martig. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Jeff.
Thank you so much for coming in today. Let's start off with, let's just get your thoughts on Defeat of Jesse James Days. Were you able to get out and enjoy it?
I did get out and about. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to make the parade for the first time this year due to some other family commitments for my kiddos that had some activities that they needed some assistance with. But otherwise, besides a little bit of rockiness, I guess, with some rain, things were great, and yeah. I think overall the weather seemed to turn out just fine.
And, Saturday and Sunday were very good.
Yeah, and I was out after the rain it was a Friday evening. I went back down there, and actually there was a few less people out there, mm-hmm. and once the rain kind of subsided, it was actually really beautiful out. Just the amount of activity, and again with some of our new people that we have on staff, just kind of amazed at the size and scope of this event, that an all-volunteer group of citizens come together and people from the community pull something like this off. It's pretty amazing, and I guess over time you kind of learn how everything works, but it's just kudos to those people that put in the time and energy to pull that off.
Yeah, you know, you get up Monday morning and afterwards, it looks like nothing ever happened. If it weren't for some, barricades that were piled up waiting for pickup and a couple other things, just looks like a normal day in Northfield the following Monday morning. Certainly by Tuesday, it's back to a regular routine.
Yeah, it's family friendly and all those people in town, and no major issues to have to deal with, as far as no major incidents or anything from our police. And so that's always a good thing. So it's just a great event and kind of a closure to summer, I guess, as I kind of look at it. I know a lot of times when people say the State Fair or going back to school, but I think in Northfield, it's Defeat of Jesse James Days is kind of the final end of things.
Now, last night you had a council work session, correct? And you discussed the preliminary levy, tax levy for 2021, and 2023. we're going into the future. I kind of wish we were going into the past after seeing some of the numbers, but 18.5%, that is the maximum that the council recommends putting on the table for that's not deciding yet because it was a work session, but still 18.5% increase. That's massive. I mean, that's not something I'd ever think I'd see in my lifetime. Big. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, certainly. When we've taken a look at some other communities, certainly inflation and things, we're seeing communities pretty typically probably in the 7-9% range. And what we're seeing when we've done some comparative analysis, we've got a lot of unique challenges that we've been looking at. And I think one of the biggest things overall that over the last number of years we're continuing to see is the way that local government's funded in Minnesota. We really are restricted to the property tax being a primary revenue source, and a lot of certain types of fees and things that we used to have and fines that were issued are kind of dwindling. So our other revenues have been going flat. Local government aid's another big piece, about our levy in this current year. We're around, we got about $3 million in our local government aid on what we're looking at for next year, about an overall property tax funding of about $14 million. Local government aid, which is basically where the state provides financial support through collection of things like sales taxes across the state, and they redistribute it out to cities as a primary way to keep property taxes down, in the, you know, this was kind of done back as part of the Minnesota Miracle in the 70s, where this idea came up. And cities are restricted for that reason. The state said, we're going to help give you some funding for the communities that need it, but with that, we're also going to restrict the way you can kind of raise revenues in Minnesota. It's like another challenge is to keep property taxes low. I think the state needs to continue to invest in local government aid to keep the property taxes down. With that, they've seen record budget surpluses in these times, and so, you know, we only got about $46,000 more annually. Now, that's so we have needs as a community. The primary things driving that 18% preliminary levy that can go down but can't go up later in the year, there's a few things. The biggest one that we've been dealing with over time is our personnel cost from a city. So wages and benefits for employees. Northfield had, you know, prior to about 2015, when they started doing wage studies, had been lagging dramatically from other comparable cities on compensation. And the council had done analysis. We're in our second study. And we've continued to been implementing that to basically be at the midpoint, to be in the middle of our peer groups on wages and benefits, not ahead, not below, right in the middle. We've seen that help us to attract and retain quality employees, where I think there was a lot of problems with that previously, and I can't even imagine today how bad it would be if we hadn't been implementing that. That's driving about a 5.6% levy increase on that alone. That's a tough pill to swallow, 5.65 just to stay on par, but because of where people basically... we kind of have the scale range that we pay, and we have more people that are in that pay schedule rather than at the top, whereas the past we had everybody at the top. So it's costing us more money. Over time, that should start settling down as people come and go, and we'll have cost savings after people are higher, and then we hire people lower. But right now, that's probably the biggest driver. We are investing in infrastructure, so things like our street projects are more costly than they used to be decades ago. So we do have some debt falling off from old street projects, but the new debt going on is much more costly than, you know, the decade and a half ago from the last infrastructure project. And, you know, so when we do new projects and the costs are more, the debt's more to repay back, which is how we finance street projects and infrastructure, is through debt issuance primarily. That's about a 2.2%. And again, that can be a good thing, though, because if you're not investing in your infrastructure, it's going to hit you eventually. So when we have our bond rating calls and things with rating agencies, they ask about the quality of our infrastructure in addition to what our tax levy for debt is. But that's driving it. So those two things alone puts us above 7% as a starting point, really almost fixed expenses that we have. Another big one is... our fire department's going through significant service level changes, where they're looking at adding a full-time chief, and there's been some transitioning, so they're investing in training that like they haven't before. So that alone's about a 2.5% increase just on the levy from that impact. That's a partnership with other communities, and it was unanimously supported by our townships, the city of Northfield and the city of Dundas, on elected and appointed officials sitting on that joint powers board to make that tough decision. And they've been working for probably 5 years on various different studies to look at whether they should do that or not. And it looks like it's not decided absolutely, but they're definitely heading in that direction. So those are really the primary pieces, the really non-fixed costs that we have that we're talking about. There is some other miscellaneous revenue replacement on some things where we used to charge like fines for library, the book overdues that we're not anymore. 2.45% of the levy increase really is discretionary of what the council, prior to last night, they had decided on about 85% of the budget had been decided already at that point when you look at utility funds and things. And of that discretionary amount, our expenditures aren't actually changing in our discretionary expenditures a whole lot. There's a couple of key areas where the council is looking at putting more dollars in that was discussed last night. One was putting more dollars into our park capital fund. So we levy about $100,000 a year for park maintenance, not new stuff, just basically maintaining playgrounds and bathrooms. Whereas our analysis has indicated we should be spending about $1 million a year, so about 10% of where we really should be on maintaining just what we have. And then additionally, in our facility funds, like replacing HVAC systems in our city hall and roof replacements and things, we're levying about $50,000 roughly in that fund, and we should probably be at about $250,000 a year based on the analysis that we've done on our facility conditions. And so the council's last night also said these are large increases percentage wise, but we need to start making some progress on this. We're going to be doing more long-term planning in the second half of our budget planning year. But they said, let's do an additional 100,000 roughly if we can piece together some dollars in our parks and facilities funds to at least start to make progress on it. So they don't take these things lightly. They're across all seven of our council people last night. They knew this was difficult, and they also talked about the importance of being transparent about what these things are and why it's important with that. But that's kind of as they piece together all those things that add up to that 18% preliminary tax levy, Jeff. That's kind of what we're dealing with on it and some of the why behind it.
Will this ever end? We have seen 2-3 years in a row of double-digit tax increases. I mean, and those are things that people have not seen in a lifetime. Now we're getting it every single year. When will we be caught up?
Yeah, great question. And I would say sometimes you got to step outside of the local community to understand the bigger picture a little bit too. Is that although this has been unique here, Northfield, and I've, you know, you've heard me say this before, we're on the very low end of the city total taxes on what we pay for city government in comparison to our peers. And we've been doing updates to that regularly. And we know right now, even with this increase, we've looked at our comparable peers and what they're doing, and we're still in the lower quarter of the lowest taxes in our comparable group from city operations. So yes, on a percentage change basis, it's been significant increases, but it's probably just getting us to where we should be. And I think your comment that you haven't seen this in many years, I think is a little bit of kind of a cautionary tale that I think Northfield, unfortunately, many years ago was not investing the way they should have been as it relates into our capital facilities, into personnel, to put the city in a better position to be taking care of things better than the way they were. Now, it's easy to look back in history. I wasn't here. I don't know all why that was. We certainly know when there was the last government aid cuts at the state level, when I looked at what the city had done on paper, not watching old, you know, TV, old, you know, video of it, there was dramatic cuts, whereas many cities found ways to weather the storm. And we've had to kind of get us back to where we needed to be on our staffing levels and things that are putting us behind on some of the maintenance. So, you know, I think where we need to be is probably more in the middle of our peer group, which we're still well below that. But I think your question gets at also what we've been working on is better financial management practices, looking at long range and kind of middle range financial planning is where we need to get, and we're getting close. We're going to be starting that the second half of the year, that we're going to get away from kind of year-to-year type of financial planning of the city, and we're moving towards, really, at a council level, we're looking at 5 and 10 years on all of our different funds. So not only, we've been doing that on capital, but we haven't been doing it holistically across personnel cost, building facilities. We've been building the information to put us in a position to do that, and we're going to be getting some new software that allows us to be more efficient with that next year. But to answer your question, Jeff, we're going to be getting into that soon, kind of starting in the back half of this year. I mean, we've been doing it a little bit, but we're getting better at it. And cities are going in this direction more, too. We're already doing it on our utility funds. We've been doing rate studies and looking at our capital needs and personnel costs for years. Now we just need to translate it to our other types of city operations as well. So again, I don't have a direct answer to you for it, but we know we're not there yet. So we're probably going to be continuing to expect to see some increases in the years ahead as we kind of go through this storm. But I would rather have us see the percentage being fixed and being able to have a clear plan of what's our plan? How many years does it take us to maybe get to a point? Because where we like to be is more stable. Like government, unlike certain types of businesses where you might have, you know, you're producing, you know, goods, I guess, from a manufacturing and you're meeting demand, you know, you might hire a bunch of people as a company and then you lay people off if you see that go away. Governments don't usually typically operate that way. You know, snow removal, mowing the parks, police protecting us usually is more stable in a community like ours that is not seeing dramatic growth or changes or things. So what we'd like to be, I think, is what you're looking at is the more slow and steady type of an approach to things where you might be seeing incremental changes, but not these big swings.
Exactly. You know, we've been doing these double digits to catch up to where we need to be. Yeah. At what point are we ever going to be where we need to be? You know, are we going to get back to, you know, 3-4 inflationary type percentages in 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years? Never. Not really a clear answer to that yet. I understand that there's not, but are we getting up to that point?
Hopefully getting much closer than okay. we've been, I would say. And I think also just too, as we look at adding types of services or things, or if we really are looking at any improvements, we really should be eyes wide open, understanding what we're already going to have to be taking care of, because we know we're behind in some of those areas. So I think that's an important piece too, as we kind of look at things. But again, so the annual, one thing to put it in perspective for people too, in Bryce County, which is where most of our homes are, the median valued home is about $292,000. So we have seen valuation increases of that. So that person pays about a little over $1,700 a year related to city-only property taxes. And then the increase with that, if your value stayed the same, would be about just under six, it'd be about $5.75 a month increase is what you'd be looking at that amount if your value stayed the same. Now, we do know that a number of properties are going to see values increase too. And so on the high end, you're probably looking at that similar median valued home. If the values go up by 14%, which we're seeing potentially in others, your monthly bill from that same property tax would be about $30. So a month change. So somewhere between probably about $6 and $30 a month if we stay at that final city levy increase is where people would be, as kind of as a dollar amount goes, to kind of put it in perspective.
Ah, boy, we've got, a person who lives here and pays taxes here, I'm thinking of, we've got to vote on, not only on this, this coming November, we'll have to vote on a capital projects referendum for the school district. So there's a potential increase. Next year, we're going to be having major school improvements and perhaps even a brand new hockey arena on a special referendum. Woo, man. Looking at the last house I owned in Northfield, taxes have gone up 33% in 3 years, 2019. Man. Just all I ask is just be gentle with us and to our council members and to our mayor out there. Inflation has hit everyone. It's been 8%, and we've got to pay all those bills. You've got to pay 8% across the board, and then, you know, coming up with huge tax increases. A lot of people haven't got, salary hasn't kept up with those bases. So keep us in mind, folks. And if we need to trim a few things or make some adjustments to that, be kind to us. Thank you so much, Ben, for being here. Appreciate it. We're out of time, but we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Jeff.
Northfield City Administrator Ben Martig. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080, KYMN Northfield. We've got Tim with news and a side of sports coming up.
Hi, I'm Artie Benson, the Commercial and Ag Banking Manager at Community Resource Bank. We offer unprecedented experience with the ability to make decisions locally for your business, ag purchase, or expansion. Come talk with us. Interest rates are still low, and we can offer some fantastic products. The coffee pot is always on, or visit us at crb.bank. Community Resource Bank in Northfield, Cannon Falls, and Roseville. Let's bank together. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.